Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're going to take a look at Those Guys You Hate. You can find them at thoseguysyouhate.com. Their description in Apple Podcasts goes a little something like this. Are you depressed, riddled with anxiety, so stuck in your comfort zone that you've forgotten what the sun looks like? Good news, you pale weirdo. You can listen to us every Monday morning or whenever it's a podcast. So we can hope to give you a different perspective on a variety of topics. So already, I kind of don't know what you're talking about. It's whatever it's going to be. We're not trained psychologists or expert therapists. We're two guys who have made plenty of mistakes in life, and we want to share the lessons we've learned from those. Again, many mistakes with all of you. Every week, we work to be slightly less insecure than the last. Results have varied, and we want all of you along for the ride to share in our accomplishments and mock us for our mistakes. We're those guys you hate. And one of the things you do everywhere, and I think it's a mistake, is the fact that on your website, on your artwork, everything is those guys you hate, one word. And I'm thinking if you tell somebody, hey, go search for us at Apple Podcasts, most people are going to put spaces in there. And you're going to, you know, miss that. And so you won't come up and search. And also on your website, normally I don't comment on your website in this particular version of the review, but there's nowhere on your website where I can listen to this podcast. You have links on your podcast to listen to in Spotify and Apple and Himalaya, but there's no place to listen on your website, and you are absolutely missing out on a ton of Google juice. When you put your show notes and a player from whoever your media host is on your website, you're going to be directing people to your website. So we're going to listen to episode 59 in just a second. In the meantime, I need to remind you,
the following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and here we go with episode 59 called An Uplifting Take on, I'm not really sure to be honest with you because it's cut off in my player, An Uplifting Take on Childhood Obesity, and it goes a little something like that.
Cell phones are ruining our lives.
Ruining or ruined?
Do you think there's any chance that we could turn around the conundrum that we have found ourselves in, Tyler?
I think so. I think it's just like anything else. When the pendulum swings one way, I think it's going to swing back the other in a very strong fashion.
In an equal.
Yeah, very much so.
I wish Isaac Newton had never invented that.
Apples?
What do you think about this thing that people throw around, or at least in my circles they have, because I travel with a very highbrow group. Mm-hmm. Cell phones connect us, but we're more disconnected than ever. Do you actually agree with that?
Absolutely.
Can you elaborate for our podcast?
No, I don't know what elaborate means. No, I would say that the problem is that yes, we are connected in that I can talk to somebody on the other side of the world and actually see their face instantly.
Sure.
However, we are finding it impossible to look up from said screens. We talk about it all the time.
Okay, so we're a minute in, and obviously we're going to talk about cell phones, good, bad, pros and cons. But I have no idea what the show's about. There's no welcome to the two guys you hate, where we blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. We got two guys yelling at each other about cell phones.
Whenever something huge happens, everybody instinctually grabs their phone and starts recording.
Sure.
It's just who we've become as a society.
If I see you actually watching a concert and not recording it for some time in the future that will never take place, I think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. That person needs to be checked and possibly gotten rid of.
Technology is in some sort of way seemingly changed the way that we think. And also, I think is a good chance on how I got this testicle cancer. In chlamydia.
Well, that would be... No, the chlamydia is something...
I believe those are jokes, I think.
No, the chlamydia is something else. And let's not get into your ball cancer. I think that it's just like anything else. I think that I hope that the younger generations, the new generations coming in, see the damage that's being done and want better for themselves, you know?
Okay, so my first impression at this point, I look down, I see I have another an hour and 10 minutes of this, and I don't know where I'm going. I have no clue. And I know that we kind of, and look, I'm no prude, but like, we're just going to go to the testicle joke right out of the gate. Like, all right.
Better for themselves, you know, fingers crossed, I hope.
Well,
and we can, and hopefully as the generation after them or before them, we can guide them in a more healthy direction.
I think it's going to be pretty tough because they're not going to have the foundational blocks that we had to build upon because cell phones have taken them away. Like the serial killer, Tyler. Serial killers are gone. They've gone the way of the buffalo, Tyler.
Yeah, let's, I guess this is another tangent we're going on.
The buffalo, Tyler.
Well, technology, you know,
everybody's got a camera. Yeah. You can be found anywhere.
Yeah. And everybody
saddens me.
Everybody's geotagged. And now like, oh, I want to cut up a body. And now a satellite is pinging me. I don't need those kind of problems.
Pokemon Go, more like Pokemon No. Am I right?
Simple change, but I liked it.
Now we're just stuck with spree killers. You know, you got to kill everybody in one shot.
You get one shot and then that's it. There is no go back around.
You got to stab somebody in 200 characters or less now, Tyler.
Do not pass go.
Otherwise, are we just saying arbitrary things?
Go straight to jail.
All right, shut up.
Sure sounds like it.
So now we're all just spree killers. We're all just shooting up schools. There's a metaphor here, Tyler, and I don't know what it is.
Bird in a bush is worth two in a dollar?
When it comes to systematically killing it, my name is Ryan.
And my name is Tyler.
And we are those guys you hate.
So far, that's accurate. I'm not getting it. It took you 3 minutes to get, that was the, you have about 30 seconds to a minute to hook somebody and they need to know, what am I listening to? What's in it for me? And what are you going to talk about? We're at 3 minutes in and we're talking about ball cancer. Are cell phones good or bad? Are we connected? And I don't know any reason why I should listen to you at this point. Who are you guys besides the two guys I hate? That's a really annoying sound. We can have a voiceover come in anytime and let me know what I'm listening to. Music for the sake of nothing. Gonna play some music. Waste your time some more, yeah.
Salutations, my Haitians, and welcome to the show that forgot to do this part.
I have high, look at me, I'm full of energy.
To my left, my brother.
You're my brother.
That was really awkward.
I panic.
He's your brother, get it? No, I don't.
I panic and go straight to Levitard quotes.
Tyler, do somebody else's podcast.
That was it. There was no flow, no ebb or flow there. It was just dead fish on my lap.
You know what they say? Genius is in the brevity. On today's show, topic.
Wow, 4 minutes in, you're going to finally let me know what you're talking about. You're 4 minutes too late.
Topics.
Man, you really forgot to do that.
I'm dead ass serious. While we were talking to JoJo, I was typing this in. Isn't it genius?
Ryan.
No, it's not genius. It shows that you're not prepared and you shouldn't have hit record.
Ryan, and later on today's show.
Later on today's show. Do you really talk like that? Like if I came up and said, hey, how's it going? Would you go, I'm doing great.
You're going to be helping me get some much needed.
You're going to be helping. Really? Is that how you do it? I would like a hamburger and some fries. What's up with that?
Gets a much needed perspective. Wow. I don't have any myself, but they say if you can't do, then teach. Is that what they say? Is that a thing?
I mean,
as a teacher, I hate that saying.
That's how we've been behaving our entire lives.
Well, that is exactly right. Now sit down and let us learn you something. Now, very quickly, Tyler, before we move on, we got a lot going on in the show.
You realize you've now wasted another 30 seconds. I still don't know what the show's about.
That you guys are unfamiliar with, we're really trying out some different things, are we not?
Absolutely.
And the thing you're trying out is wasting my time?
Absolutely. We just had the conversation before hitting record. We're doing too many.
Wait, so you did some planning? That's sad.
we're doing too many new things. We got to go back and start doing some of the older stuff.
That's exactly right. And what I wanted to do before we leapt off into the abyss that is those guys you hate, I would like to use this platform for something that we don't usually use it for. I try not to make it about our particular personal lives.
Pornography.
That is, well, you've been trying to hook up with a porn star ever since we put mouth the microphone.
Just call me already!
You seem to be poking fun of the fact that you're not going to let anybody know what the show is about. We were at 5 minutes and something here, and the good news is your audio sounds good. The problem with when you, and for the record, that guy might, I don't know who's who. Wait, somebody's Tyler. I do remember that. Somewhere in the, about the 2 minute mark, you finally let us know who you are. I don't know why I should listen to you, right? There's nothing like, hi, I'm, you know, Steve, I'm Biff. You know, I know your brothers, I think. And for some reason, that was really funny, which I don't understand. You know, hi, welcome to the Two Guys We Hate, where we blah, 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 blah. Today, we're going to talk about such and such. It's really not that hard. But instead, you made me sit through a bunch of music for the sake of nothing. So my first impression is, and that's when I look down and I go, okay, I have an hour and 7 minutes left. My guess is the show, once you get going, may not be bad, but you haven't edited it at all. It's probably one of those where Guns N' Roses had an album that was a double album that was meh. Had they taken the double album and make it a single album, it would have been a great album. But I'm not going to listen to this, but I would guess there's probably some good content in here, but you're just making me dig through the crap to get to it. And you know, and you also, if you're brothers, you probably have the curse of knowledge. I talk about that a lot on this show, where you have things that make you laugh, like you're my brother. I don't know why that's funny. You do, and it probably is funny, but I don't as a new listener. So what I would do here is come up with an intro and make your tease a minute or less, not 3 minutes, a minute or less, something to hook them in that, like, I want to hear more of that. I would do that. Be careful coming out of the gate with so high energy, because that's going to make some people like, whoa. It's like an alarm clock. It's like, whoa, what's going on with that? And if that is the way you are normally, like, if you always talk like that, okay. It sounds like you're trying too hard. And I know people like that. And I have a friend of mine that's just, she's like liquid sunshine. She just sounds so happy. And that's just the way she talks. So keep that in mind. But I would somehow tease people quicker, explain what the show's about, and get to your topic, and then get to the shenanigans, then get to the ball jokes. Something of that nature. But at this point, we're 5 minutes in. I still don't really know what we're talking about. Besides ball jokes, cell phones, and if we're, I don't know, it sounds like that could be a good discussion. You're just too busy trying to be funny to get to the actual discussion. So, and again, I'm not a prude. I don't care about testicle jokes or boob jokes. It's just like, it just seems like we're, when in doubt, let's say F a lot. You know, the F word usually comes in here. And, you know, so it just, for me, the first impression was, this is an hour and 10 minutes that you're going to waste my time. Trim the fat here, and you might have a show, would be my opinion on this. And also, put your episodes on your website. Your website is your main home, and then Apple and Google and Spotify and Instagram are planets that circle around your main planet. That way, if something goes away, like Facebook, people know to go back to your main website, which again, thoseguysyouhate.com. This is listed in Apple Podcasts as a comedy, or so they say. So if you would like to be on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super simple. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. You'll see a link right at the top. Get reviewed, and you will have your smiling voice right here. And again, my goal is not to pee in everyone's Cheerios. That's really not it. You know, I'm trying to – this is an honest first impression, and to me that was just – I don't know. It's to me, it's kind of like somebody who's trying too hard. Let me know where I'm going. I'll use my friend Eric K. Johnson, always says, nobody gets on a bus unless you know where it's going. And you made me wait 4 minutes to even announce what the topic was going to be, and then you never really announced the topic because I got bored waiting for you to show up. So I hope that helps. Again, website podcastrodeoshow.com is where you can go and sign up. If you'd like to hear the rest of that episode again, it's thoseguysyouhate.com. And if you look for them in any app, remember to type it as one single word. So thanks so much for checking us out. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Join me on my mission to rid the world of boring podcasts. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.